WWTC, taking you back a couple of weeks to the St. Paul Civic Center. 10 great oldies acts that night. One guy who stepped in to fill for Freddie Boo Boom Cannon was Tommy Rowe, and he got a rousing reception.
What do you think of this show?
Love it!
Yeah, who's your fave so far?
Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe, he does seem to have gotten the biggest response from people here.
I think so. He sounds more like his recordings than anybody else.
DJ, backstage at the Oldie Show with Tommy Rowe. Tommy, when did you know you were going to be here?
Yesterday. And this is Friday, October something. But they called me yesterday. I think somebody fell out of the lineup. And they called me in Atlanta yesterday and asked me if I'd fill in, and I flew up here this morning.
You're originally from the Atlanta area?
I was born and raised in Atlanta, right. Lived in California for about 12 years and still live out there, too.
Can we turn the clock back to 1962 and Sweet Little Sheila? That was your first hit and your first number one.
Right, it sure was. That was a song that I wrote when I was 14 years old in high school. In fact, it was probably the second or third song I ever wrote. And then I recorded that when I was 18, right out of high school.
People sang along with your songs tonight just like it was 1962.
Well, that's the idea, and it's fun. You know, it's good to see the people remember the songs and they still enjoy them. I think the 60s era of music was a real hodgepodge of music. I mean, I had my style. You had, on top of that, you had the hard, heavy metal rock and roll. You had kind of a folk trend. You had a lot of trends during the 60s, and yet the fun music seems to exist. It carries over year after year. You know, the people still enjoy it.
Many people called you the bubblegum king of the 60s. How do you feel about that?
Well, I was tagged with that. I don't know where that came from, but I guess it's always good to be a king of some sort. Bubblegum king or whatever, you know.
Are you doing this full-time now?
Yeah, I haven't stopped, really. I've been working and I've been recording. I had a couple of country chart records last year on Warner Curb, and so I haven't left the business. It's just the hits haven't been there.
Have you kind of mellowed out over the years? Has your style of music changed?
Well, I guess my writing has changed. It's very difficult to write songs like Sweet Pea and Hooray for Hazel now. I mean, I've been, this year will be 20 years I've been in the business, so I'm writing more of country rock kind of tunes now.
Is your perspective on life as happy as your songs would indicate?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I really get in the gutters, just like anybody. You know, I think, in fact, sometimes, I remember when I was writing all those songs, I was called the stock writer. I guess they had stock writers back then that would write strictly for the market, and I guess that's what I did. And I found to write those happy songs, I had to really get into a real low mental condition, you know, and then I would kind of write myself out of it. So it was like a contrast of the two things. They kind of worked together for me.
What do you think of the music scene today? Do you like anybody who's recording today?
I love Pat Benatar. I think she's terrific. Mainly, I think, because she's a writer. She writes her stuff. I admire writers, always have. But, you know, when I started as a teenager, I was a big fan of Buddy Holly. Still do those songs. People love the songs, and I guess they always will. I guess I'll feel kind of funny when I'm 60 years old singing Sweet Pea, but maybe by then I'll hang it up.
Backstage with Tommy Rowe. Thank you.
Thank you.